Michael. I'm filling all this birds, right? Got a whole team like a tail, like, oh, too old, that's the birds, right?
Welcome back to another episode of Talk with Keda. As I promised, we are going to do what you call those Talk with Keda specials. And today I am honored to interview one of, not one of, a family member. This is nepotism at its best. But anyway, he's the one who inspired this this podcast for me to do everything that I'm doing right now. None other than my brother, also called Simba. Simba, what's up?
It's only called nepotism, kanatirwa rongo. Okay, you know, as black people, there's no such thing as nepotism. We're just looking after each other. Saka kanatakuzo pana namatenda. It is not nepotism.
It's knowing each other.
We're just looking after each other.
Wow.
Trungo onana.
I'm just looking after you. But anyway.
Exactly. What's up?
Welcome to Talk It Kato Specials. Like I said, I guess you heard my first episode and I was like, your blog sort of like inspired me to do this. And I don't usually read a lot unless if it's for school. But then your blog just helped me. It helped me understand different things that you're trying to convey. But for those people who don't know you the way that I do, who's Simba?
I'm the one, the only, the original OG Sims Murray. You see, this guy wanted to take my name, but I am the original, the Don Dada. There is no copy. You cannot copy this. So. But yeah, I am Simba's older brother in the African sense. Yeah, but then also like with the way we grew up, we're like brothers. We grew up Takawanda doing brotherly things and all that. So, but like, yeah, when he looks at me, he sees Mukuru. So that's all you guys need to know. Sakaka kunetsai, you know where to come. I'll drop the email address, my email address after this. Mukanesekana name one now you got. Mongon send Rao email and then I'll tour him like a big brother is supposed to do.
Dude, no one is going to email you. Let's just get there. No one is going to email you.
See, emails are so professional. You know, don't you know, like, when you get an email, you feel that, you know, napinda.
Dude, the only email you get is from your school. No one is going
to email.
It's either from school. Or if someone is emailing you notes, other than that, no one is going to email you quickly. Somebody's doing A, B, C, and D. Please deal with them. Unless if people are trying to prove a point. But nah.
I'll deal with you. That's the proper, what do you call this? Proper grievance reporting method. Chingo pinda mu email DM.
So, my brother is one person who has constantly made me and my younger brother look like we are non-achievers. He's always achieving in academics. Some might say he's a book nerd, but actually, yeah, a book nerd, dude.
How? Like, how?
Dude, yeah, book nerd.
How? Like,
where you?
No, you need to explain. What's the threshold for book nerd? You need to like say what the lower and upper bounds, what does a book nerd mean to you?
Threshold for being a book nerd. As long as you're passing book nerd. Book nerd.
Saka munhu wese anongo pasa ndi book nerd.
Ah, that the way you pass.
That's how you're explaining it. You're bringing it across as like everybody who just passes is a book nerd. So in all aspects of your definition, we are all book nerds.
You. Book nerd.
How? What are the thresholds? Let's just put my maxi papa and then I'll tell you why I'm not a book nerd.
Someone who constantly gets 80% and above. What do you call that?
Well, tricks on you. Engineering maths did me dirty and I got my young 60%.
So bad. But the rest, what did you get?
What?
What were the other mics?
What?
The other mics have constantly been 80s, dude.
For what? Hey, Kuyuni is a different animal. I peaked in high school, guys. You know, like, that's where everybody peaks academically. Can I mark? So it's all those other things in university. Kudos to you. Well done. Some of us is not that easy.
But anyway, dude, in university, you've got your degree, now doing your master's. Like, in that period of time, what would you say has been something or some secrets to success that you've been following? You know, because to be honest, the things that you achieve, I honestly big you up as a younger brother, which is hard to say, but I mean, where's due, we have to say
it. Sandra Zangu Ndotora.
Where's due, I have to say it.
No, but like, obviously, for university or like for anything in life, to be honest, you have to dedicate the required time to achieve the goals that you want to. So if you have any goal or anything that you actually want to get to, you have to put in the time. Uncle Shiki, you know, we haven't made teleportation. You have to get yourself, open your mind, and you also need to look after yourself. That's one thing people forget when they're now in uni, you know, and school is kicking their behinds. They be like, no, we need to study from 8 a.m. or whatever, 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. the next day. And they don't take our time to go for a walk, you know, go for a coffee or something. You need to actually just look for yourself. For example, my routine, I had a routine for studying, because, you know, especially in SA unis, they give you that week and to 2 weeks where you have time to, we call it consolidation, where you have time to study, right? And, you know, people would always bog down and get in there to study 24 hours a day. You know, some people are taking Ritalin, saying, yeah, I know, this is my final chance. And I'm like, I've been so pinned there if you're really, you know, going at it like that. You need to dedicate your time to, obviously, to school, but you need to make time out to just clear your mind, to relax. I saw, especially during the times in consolidation week, I had more time to go to the gym, more time to go for jogs, or even like walks, you know. So like, that's what I would do for like at least an hour to 2 hours a day, just go out and do something that's not school related, and you come back fresh and ready to learn new things. Also, don't be afraid to try, you know, new studying techniques, you know, especially if you feel like you're stuck in a rut. You know, if you've been studying at your desk, the same desk, for like the whole semester, try go to library to go study. I know pandemic is different, so maybe you've been studying in your bedroom, chumba chinja, or end up lounge or something. If you're in a one bedroom, you know, like you need to like mix it up, because the mind hates monotony, you know, doing the same thing over and over again.
I mean, there you have it. What more can you ask for? The master himself. But, you know, in uni, I think what makes it difficult sometimes is you have so many things throwing at you, you know. Books, deadlines, because where I am, deadlines are there like 24/7. I remember first week you're being given assignment, you know. Social life is just, some things are just not going according to plan. Like, how have you been in that sport just where you just feel as if you're lost, and what did you do exactly to sort of like get yourself out of that spot, or put your head straight in what you want in life?
Definitely, you know, uni is a test for life. You need to test out all the things that work for you, because that's how you're going to work in the real life. So, you know, people run away from relationships in uni saying that I need to work. Which I'm one to chat if you're looking to get married. That's how life is gonna be. Uni is like it's a taster for the rest of your life. So that's where you develop like your coping mechanisms, your strategies to go through life, you know. And I know what you're talking about in the sense that, you know, sometimes you feel like really, really overwhelmed. You see, with the deadline, there's Rumangwana, I have a test. Then after that, there's a, what's it called? There's an exam. Apa Uko girlfriend is giving me problems. You and know?
There's FOMO also.
You ask yourself, what?
To the clubs also.
Yes. There's also FOMO. Eguti Nashta window Bawa Friday, but now I can't because I need to study. You see, it all adds up, but like at the same time, you just need to remember your mission, eh? Like whenever all these things are like coming towards you, you know, whenever you're feeling overwhelmed, you remember your mission. You remember who you are yourself, right? And you just relax. You just need to calm down, create your strategy to go through A, B, C, and D, and make sure you execute it properly, you know? So I don't know, man. Like it's difficult to say. It's easy for me to just say, nah, you need to calm down, you need to chill, and you know, look at it from A, B, C. Because definitely in that moment when you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not calm. You're hot. So for me, I think the one thing I've always seen is that whenever I'm feeling like overwhelmed or just too stressed or something, right? It's not the right time for me to make any decisions or to think too deeply about something. So whenever I'm feeling like overwhelmed or anything like that, I'll go take a walk. I'll go take a breather. I know there's a ice cream store. McDonald's is around the corner. I'll go buy a McFlurry. Go eat a McFlurry there. Yeah. By the time I've come back, my mind will be working those things out in the background. But like, you can't make a decision from a stressed point of view. You won't make the proper decisions a lot of the time. You just need to like just find a way to calm yourself and then make a strategy to win.
Yeah, so I feel what you're saying. You're talking about relationship and how, you know, when books are doing that stuff, you know, you're trying to run away from relationship. From your relationships or from the previous girls that you've dated, what have you learned or what are some of the mistakes that as us gents make or what people make in the mistakes people make in relationship basically?
That's a difficult one, you know.
Like, about our spot.
I don't know why you put me on the spot.
Put you in the hot
spot? You should have sent me that question yesterday, you know, and then I'll just do some research. Don't put me on the spot like this, bro. But that cheetah woke up nepotism, you know. I'm going to war now, you know, just be like, hey. So, tomorrow. man, the thing is, relationships, right? It's all about managing expectations, especially like with school involved, right? You must date someone who understands your situation via the books. There, you know, you mustn't date someone who says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday they want to go out because you know, Koseyake is not even that. It's not even that intense. You know, some people will be repeating one course in second year because that's the course they need to go to third year. So they'll be doing one course the whole year so they can afford to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, party after party. You know, you can't date people like that. You know, like they're not in the same headspace as you. And that's why I say manage your expectations, because like even when you get into a relationship, you must know what you're willing to do to make the relationship work and what the other person's also willing to do to make the relationship work. You know, easier said than done. Like everything I'll be saying, it's easier said than done to be saying, Kuti, manage your expectations. But you know, sometimes Rudo will make your head go crazy, you know. They've sung so many songs about Rudo making your head go colo, you know. It's crazy, but like you also need to remember why you're in university, eh? The first thing, you can't be wasting mama's money like that, you know. You need to get in there to get your degree and come out, you know, my baby niggas. They'll always be there afterwards, you know. All these things are there afterwards, but you need to make sure you obtain that degree. So these relationships, they're not worth failure. But I mean, someone who loves you will not let you fail course.
It's bound to be your nature, you know. So
yeah, but you also need to take stock of your life. You know, same way you take stock of those bad influences as friends and say, you can have exam time lumbo mu block out because you know aninga chiti. It's Friday and they don't talk, but you know Friday you need to be studying. It's like that, you know. You need to manage your expectations. You need to manage your relationships. That's how just you manage your life. And yeah, at the end of the day, all those things, you'll find them after uni, you know. And even then, you don't even need to wait after uni. In uni, there's seasons. Okay. It's not hot all the time. It's not hot January to December. It's hot, maybe.
Yeah.
It gets hotter, you know. Maybe Muna March, April, May is hot. This is what my timetable is looking like now. Can't see you all the time, but you know, can I teach you that? Nah. We must stay in this thing for the long run, you know. Sometimes I might be out of communication, but teaching go that nana still.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I think all these things should be said on the first date. I feel as if our generation, right? Like, we rush in everything that we do, right? We meet up, we hook up. Here's my boyfriend. He's not doing this for me. He's not doing that, this and that. And I get what you're saying when you say that they have to understand that you have books on certain days. You know, you can't be going to the club and like what you're saying, Kuti, finish mama's money, you know, and not get your degree and be, you know. And that's what I get from it. We just rush.
Yeah, I don't know, eh? Because like a lot of relationships, they're like organic like that. You meet someone, a man who some party, you know, and then you guys are already meshing, like, you know, like, let's say first date, you're already into it. And then from then on, you're boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like within that relationship, you still need to tell each other what you're expecting from this thing. Because obviously, first week, you're not already saying, I love you, auntie. So you must also tell each other that.
To get something, but I mean, they don't mean it.
Ah, that's hard. You come in 1 week, you're saying, I love you.
Hey, dude, I know people.
Ah, that's fraud.
I know people who say, that's I love fraud. You back to back. Monday, Tuesday.
How is I love you? Listen, how is I love you a way to get girls? Like, I've never understood that. How do you go up to a girl and be like, hey, girl, I love you?
Let me tell you what it is. It's called psychological warfare. It's called psychological warfare.
That's not...
getting what
you
want.
You see, you're a malicious agent.
Like, people are now doing...
You're a malicious agent.
You know, the psychological warfare where you play with someone's emotions and... I mean... It is what it is. To get... Now we just say things
you mustn't do that.
To get what one wants. So, yeah.
See... Those are for people who have time to be saying those things. They say, I love you to get a girl. Nah, man. But also, which girl is also falling for I love you before we've even, you know, discussed things? How I love you by someone I just met, I'll be like, hey, cool, give me your number so I can block you.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. I mean, you might have done something that she likes and she see you, like, into the future having four kids with you. I mean, she's like, she just feels the need to say, I love you, Sims, you know?
No, man, not after, like, one date. You must calm yourself. Even if you're feeling it, you don't just tell me, I love you, man. That's too quick, man. Like, this is like a Drake and cheetah. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry.
So
no, man.
When is it the appropriate time to say, I love you?
When you've been dating for some time, you need to know this person. You can't say, I love you. Komunu waoruku mita, it could be a serial killer. Huh? Now you're saying, I love you. You don't know that person.
Wow.
Come on, man. Like, the person you meet now and you're saying, I love you, it doesn't make sense.
Just between you and me.
You can't say, I love you.
Just between you and me, have you ever uttered those words?
Say, I love you to someone? Definitely, man. I fall in love easily. But I don't say it quickly. That's the thing.
Okay.
I'm a lover boy, man. I love, man. And if you see my playlist, I've got Brandy on my playlist. I got Mary J. Blige on my playlist, man. Oof. For me, you know them slow Sundays when you're just listening to that good music, man. You know, like when you called me, I just come from listening to this one track called Liba Liwe, right?
Mm-hmm.
By Noma Kumalo. Hey, what a beautiful track, man. A song about love. Those are the things we love.
Wow.
But for me to say I love you on the first date, man, you got me crazy there.
Wow.
The only person you can say I love you to just meeting for the first time is your child. Just fresh out the womb, you can say, I love you to that thing, man.
But for that child to have come out, obviously, when you go out there, I love you, girl. The child doesn't just come out. Man.
Nah, man. You see, there's time to it. So I think I love you must be restricted to 9 months. You can only say I love you.
Time frame.
Yeah. Yeah, the time stamp, man. We found it.
Nah.
9 months is the threshold.
But you know how in Zim how they used to do it, writing letters and all that. Do you think that if we take away social media, had social media not like bloomed, that would still have been a thing and still have worked?
To write letters.
Like the old way of dating, you can write, dude, like, you know, I don't know how. I remember grade 7, I used to write a lot of letters. Wow.
Okay, you can still write letters now and you still get those same girls.
Yeah, drink Zimsek. I remember sliding. Actually, it's sliding in the DMs, actually. So I wrote a letter and I put it into this girl's pocket. And we're just doing it over and over. And what are you saying? Wow.
No, my buzz, guy. Hey? No, but like even now, if you write girls a nice enough letter, you know, with nice enough handwriting, you get her attention.
Nah.
So Matri walks in the 10 letters to 10 different girls. You see, some feel sloppy like that.
That's why WhatsApp put that forward thingy. So when you send the same message, it shows that it's forwarded. But nah.
Exactly. They caught you cheaters.
You can't be cheaters.
People who just want numbers. They don't want quality. They just want numbers.
I think moving on. So I have a friend who has a blog, right? And he was talking about personal development. You remember, do you know memes which say, hey, I'm done with relationships, so now I'm focusing on me? Those type of things. Mm-hmm. When someone says, I'm focusing on me, what do you take out of it?
See, I'm not malicious about it. Mm-hmm. Focusing on me, like, you know, it should actually just mean, Kuti, I'm focusing on finding the things that are, you know, important to me or that make me happy. Mm-hmm. So that's what focusing on me is. Because sometimes, you know, especially when you're in a relationship, you lose yourself because you start doing my relationship things, you know. he started watching my rom-com, you know, instead of my action movies. You start going on picnic dates instead of going to play FIFA with the boys, you know. That's from a guy's perspective. I know. From a girl's perspective, there's also some things that, you know, they compromise on in a relationship because they say they love this person or they're in a relationship with this person. When you're now focusing on yourself, it's just basically refinding what makes you happy, what you really enjoy in life, you know. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you stop going to the bower when you're in a relationship. You know, you jump out of a relationship, cool bower on a Friday, pop champagne.
Pop.
Rest in peace, Chinimbi.
Oh, don't drink and drive.
Amana, that broke my heart, eh?
Like, to be honest,
don't drink and drive.
It really hurt me in the sense that it's something that's avoidable. You know, don't drink and drive. You know, it's something that you constantly hear: don't drink and drive. But anyway, rest in peace, Boss G and Moana.
Amana, Boss G used to live life, guys. Eh? This is one video where he's like, I've got nice life problems. Mm-hmm. I've got nice life problems. Look at my problems, guys. Monday, Rolls Royce. Then he gets to Friday and he's like, Friday, Lamborghini Aventador. Langongo. And I'm like,
wow.
Guys, you see, this person does not care about what the rest of us think. Yeah. And like, I feel like that's just like it's a blueprint we need to live our lives. Obviously, don't drink and drive, guys. Yeah. That's tokche mai panapa. But like, at the same time, guys, why are you living life without like enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that we're doing, you know, that's not... it's not benefiting us, but then we're doing it just because we're saying other people will say this and that if I don't do this, you know?
Yeah.
So why are you living for other people? That's not life, man. Like, why are you living life in a compromised state?
Yeah.
You must maximize. You must enjoy life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Stop wasting time. You are pinam gen. You're busy tarin mo na side. Pinam game, dude. It's crazy. Like, this past weekend has really opened my eyes about like some of the things we do in life. Yeah. And you know, I think people need to like really take stock of the things that are in their life, because a lot of us are too miserable. Mm-hmm. We're not happy out here. We're just doing for doing's sake, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Do what you love.
I mean, these past 2 days, Sunday, Saturday, I mean, Sunday, Monday, it's just been horrible, dude. The famous comedian, it's called Gringo, aka Lazarus. Yeah, it's called Lazarus. I'm not sure of the surname. Like, he was one of my favorite Zoom comedians. And, like, 2020 has just been,
did Gringo pass away?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I am serious, dude.
You see, this is why you should like text me before. Come on.
So what do you think I'm saying? Sunday, Monday has just been
man.
What are you doing on IG? Usually you get these things on IG, dude. But anyway, it's just...
Hey, I don't follow those pages, man. I don't follow the pages in Makua because I was starting to like really like those Makua too much, and I'm like,
what do you mean you're starting to like the Makua? You like the Makua, not you are starting to. You like them, dude.
So I had to unfollow like the Shade Room and all that, man. I was like, this is too much. And what am I supposed to do with the information that Cardi B has decided to divorce Offset? Then Offset buys a Rolls Royce. Hey, what must I do with that information? It's not like Offset is going to cheat on me and buy me a Cullinan. Yeah? I want a Cullinan too, but that's not the way I'm going to get it.
It has been an honor. The last time, actually, we did this recording 3 weeks ago, and we just went over time. So this
yeah, we recorded for 2 hours.
Yeah, we decided to shorten it up. And before we end, let me have your top five. What are you listening to in terms of music
today, as of today? Let me tell you. Number one, you can see my influences are just beautiful, man.
Yeah.
They're from all over the world. Number one is a guy called Shay Ekru. The song is called Para T.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. It's lovely. Number two
wait.
Is Noma Kumalo.
You said Shay what?
Yeah, writing it down.
You said Che what? Is that on French or what?
I don't know. He's a trap soul artist, but like his name is Che Space Ekru. And the song is called Parati.
Okay.
And then number two is Noma Kumalo, Liba Liwe. That one is for the lovers out there, you know, the movers and shakers, the groovers.
Liba Liwe.
On number three. Yeah, Liba Liwe, yeah.
Okay.
Number three is from Azanti.
Okay.
It's called She's Caro.
She's good. Okay.
Azanti, yeah. And then, obviously, it wouldn't be a proper list without Amapiano. It's number four is Mass Music.
Oh, my
Bula
God.
Bula.
Oh, my God.
Yes, there we go.
It's called what?
And then my number is called Bula Bula.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a part where the beat just changes and it takes away your life.
Is that the one that you were playing when we started this?
Yeah, when you called me. Okay. That's the one. And then number four is obviously the lover of my life, Simi, dropped an album.
Wow. This past weekend, now she's the lover of your life.
She's always been the love of my life. We've been ready to go down. I'm ready to fight you for Simi. You know,
Simi
like,
is mine, dude.
Yo,
Simi is.
Yo, I'll fight you.
Wait until I start interviewing you. Yeah, we'll see.
I'll fight you.
So this is your one.
Anyway,
this is your top five.
Number five is Konke, right? The track featuring S-Tone.
Wait, you gave me your top five. Unless you're trying to add
on. I gave you... Number five is Simi. Come on, man.
You said five, Simi.
I said
give me your top five.
Yeah, number five is Simi. The song is called Konke.
Oh, Konke. Okay.
Yeah, featuring S-Tone. But I'll fight you for Simi, dog. Like, no lie.
Saka, this list is full of South Africans, dude.
It's got different people, man. It's got...
I think Shay Akruwako is from, if he's not from Nigeria.
He's American. Ghana. Azanti is Nigeria.
Yeah.
Azanti. Noma Kumalo and, yeah, Azanti and Psycho P.
Oh, I'm thinking of someone else. Okay.
You're thinking of, what's the name?
If it's not Azania or something.
Azana.
Yeah. She's also
her album, yeah. Her album, she released album like last year.
Yeah, she's
last month.
She's really good. In terms of series, what are you watching?
You have a thing for my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch TV, eh?
Why? Why?
I don't know, man. Like, nowadays, it's not even about like not having the time to watch TV. Mm-hmm. I just don't really like watching series, especially like the new series. They don't excite me like the old ones, you know.
Wait.
Like the original Big Bang Theory, the original How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, those ones are gold,
but wait,
man.
Have you been watching Power?
Nah, man, I tapped out after they killed Ghost. So I was like, forget it.
The new one is fire. It's got Mary J. Blige. It's got Mary J. Blige.
Hey. Power was meant to be three seasons, you know?
Dude,
the first three seasons.
Then
it should have ended. It should have ended when Ghost got Angela, you know? The final season was such a violation, man. Remember when Ghost was in the car, and then he's crying, and then Tasha is busy telling him some things, and he's like, Tasha,
You know, be considerate. I just lost the love of my life. I was like,
ah! Imagine.
I was like, ah!
Imagine.
How'd you say that to your wife? Oh my God.
Drown onto my old flames. Guys, make sure you wipe them out, because when they start coming, I mean, ghost is
the thing is, there's no weapon.
Mm-hmm.
There's no weapon to fight against the first love of your life. Like, it's no ex-yoyoka that can text you. Oof. And your whole day is ruined.
How is it ruined? If my first love of my life takes me, I'm happy, dude. Like, she was...
You see, you want her back. That's the problem. Rest of us were just like, come on, we cannot have this.
But you know, dude, you know how she was. You know how when we're in Kwekwe, when she called me for the first time, I dropped my phone.
You see, but the thing is, like, you know, you mustn't, we must move on. You know, we never run back to the ex.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, we can't have, like,
that's what I'm saying, Kuti. You need to, like, we can't have people who
can do that.
That old thingy. Because you know how with Ghost it ended. Angela just came in and he started, you know, losing it. You know, started losing Tasha and Amdara.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, Kuti, there's that ex who has that power. No matter how much you try to wipe them off, you'll see a notification on your phone. No bunda. It'll be like, you've caught COVID.
Nah.
And you could even be in a happy relationship, but seeing that message, like, what does this person want? You know, like, and the thing is, like, whether you reply or not reply, you've taken an L that day. Because if you don't reply, you're always going to be thinking for the whole day, Kuti, what did this person want? I got out to chi. You know, and if you do reply, the love of your life now is going to have issues. I don't know if you've read this one book called what is this book? Americana. It like talks about this, dude. Like, the first love of your life. Ah, they're powerful.
mine is powerful. She was nice to me. I mean, we supported the same Premier League team. I don't know how many of your girlfriends
imagine,
do that.
Imagine your new girlfriend. Imagine your new girlfriend hears you saying this now. Eh? No. You'll be buying presents, my guy.
Sims, dude. It's been an honor interviewing you, dude. Any last words?
Definitely. That I am the OG Sims Murray. You can take that to the bank.
You are the OG.
I'm gaining, dude.
I'm gaining. Coming for you. But it's been an honor. You inspired this podcast. I hope you keep on inspiring people in your life, enemies, friends, families.
Friends, enemies. I don't have enemies. Everybody loves me.
Bob, dad.
maybe there's some girls that might be, you know, holding my voodoo doll up there, you know.
What did you do to
that? Baby, I can't go in the royal, but
but I'm gonna know the Marirandas. But anyway, it's been an honor. I've been Sims Mary the second, interviewing Sims Mary the first.
Exactly.
It's a wrap. Talk with Kita, the next best thing. We are